Hi there, and welcome to this episode of Mining the Comments, in which, for the first time, we will look at a comment not from YouTube, but from Instagram, and it's on the topic of sleep paralysis and how when we have, you know, become scared of experiencing sleep paralysis, we can have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep as well. We're going to look at that in a second, but first, an announcement. There is an upcoming price decrease. Bedtime is going to go from $329.99 to $189.99 per month after the 7-day free trial. And, you know, it's been, you know, pricing is kind of like, it's a path of finding like a price point that works for, you know, that is sustainable for the company as well as, you know, doable for the clients. And, you know, what has happened over the past, you know, many months is that, you know, we, as coaches, we are becoming more efficient and effective, and, you know, we're collaborating also. We you know, we learn from each other. So I think at this point, it is possible to, I believe it is sustainable to have a significantly lower price point. So I hope this will make this service available to many more people, and people can stay on longer if they want to. And also, if you are in the free trial and you know, you're about to maybe get charged, then please unsubscribe and subscribe after you know that this price change has happened. I believe it's going to go into effect tomorrow, but I will announce when it's, you know, definitely done, which probably will be Monday, but just heads up. All right, so now back to, you know, today's topic. Let's look at a comment from I'm going to say Eva. Maybe this is Eva Reed. I don't know. But or maybe it's Reed Eva. I don't know. But I'm just going to say Eva, who commented, "Do you have anything about sleep paralysis? I usually don't sleep well. I can sleep, but I don't think I get quality sleep. But recently, I've had sleep paralysis a lot. To say it's traumatizing and starting to keep me from being able to fall asleep due to not wanting to experience paralysis is an understatement." So yeah, first of all, I want to say, of course, as always, sorry to hear about the struggle, and but at the same time, glad you found our content. And we have one of the earliest episodes I did was on sleep paralysis, actually. But to be honest with you, I don't think there's anything there that is more insightful than you can find generally when you Google sleep paralysis. It's basically saying that we think sleep paralysis happens because when we're in dream sleep or REM sleep, we are quote unquote supposed to be paralyzed so we don't act out our dreams, and that paralysis can spill over into wakefulness. When we wake up, we can be awake, but the paralysis is still in effect and we can't move our bodies. It's a common phenomenon, common experience, but it can be quite scary and you know, feel really strange. But it's completely harmless. It's not harmful in any way. That's essentially what I said in that video like a long time ago. And that's the same thing that you'll find if you Google sleep paralysis. So I thought we could look at some other things here that I hope will be more helpful, more insightful. And, you know, Eva shared that, "I don't think I sleep well. My sleep quality isn't great often." Just a quick thing on that note, it could be helpful to check out our playlist called Unrefreshing Sleep. The description, the link to that is in the description of any new video. But the main thing here was, again, that Eva is experiencing sleep paralysis, which is uncomfortable and scary and something she doesn't want to experience. And this is now starting to make it, you know, difficult for her to fall asleep even. She may be awake for a long time because, you know, naturally when there's something that we're afraid of that may happen, we're not going to sleep. Whether it actually is related to sleep or not, you know, if there's anything that's going to happen, you know, tomorrow or later tonight or during the night that for any reason is scary or exciting, you know, that is likely to keep us hyper aroused. Okay, so I just want to point out that in, you know, Eva specifically talking about sleep paralysis, which can be scary, but we have the same phenomenon with insomnia itself. With insomnia itself, it is often being afraid of waking up. You know, being afraid that what if I wake up? What if I can't sleep? That is actually what keeps us from sleeping. Or we can have somniphobia, where we have started to become scared of the process of sleep, the kind of like the nature of sleep is that we're unconscious. We have no control. The process of falling asleep is also something that is a little mysterious. We don't have control of it. This can also keep us awake. You know, when this starts to become scary to us, starts to become something our brain thinks is dangerous, right? So I'm just want to illustrate that we're talking, like Eva asked specifically about sleep paralysis, but it's really the same mechanism that drives, you know, all of insomnia. All of insomnia is created by fear of something, like, you know, or maybe I should put it this way. I, you know, backtrack a little bit. Insomnia is like that self, you know, self-perpetuating cycle where the fear is actually around being awake. When being awake is what we're scared of, and that makes us more awake, it keeps us awake. When we're sort of like, we're scared of, for example, sleep paralysis, that can keep us awake. And that could be thought of as a sleep disruption, that it, that's not necessarily a self-sustaining cycle. But the, you know, the principle is the same, that being scared of anything can keep us awake. So anyway, get to the point here. What do we do in this? What do we do when this has happened? When we're, for example, scared of sleep paralysis and that keeps us from sleeping? Two things I wrote down. I felt there were really two ways that I think could be practical to meet fear in this, in these circumstances. One is education. And you know, education on sleep paralysis can really teach us that, uncomfortable, scary as these experiences are, they are safe. We're not in danger, you know. When we think we are in danger, our brain is in this kind of like monitoring state, like it's looking out for threats. And we can often become really aware of sleep paralysis that happened before too, kind of brief moments of sleep paralysis that happened before too, but we were just not aware of them. But now we're scared. We pick up on every little episode of sleep paralysis, which makes us think they're happening, you know, much, much more, which makes us even scared, which like really makes us pick up on any time that happened, et cetera, et cetera. But then, so that can become a loop in itself. But when we realize that this is, you know, this actually, even if they happen, even if it's uncomfortable, they're not dangerous. That education can automatically lead to a lot of the fear fading. And then we notice them less. We find sleep happening easier, et cetera. So education, I think, is really, really helpful. And secondly, is seeing that fear is an emotion. It's a way the brain communicates to us that, you know, it thinks we are in danger, right? It's kind of a signal. It's a way to communicate, say, hey, we're in danger here. Let's, you know, maybe we should do something about it, right? When we understand that this is kind of a signal, a communication attempt, we can also see that if we don't want to hear, if we're like, I don't want to be scared, I have to do something so I'm not scared, is essentially like we're telling the brain, I don't want to hear this. I don't want this message. And it's that becomes the same thing as when we try to tell somebody something and they don't want to listen. Then we go like, hey, you got to listen. We try to amplify our message, okay? So seeing that the more we try to escape fear, the more it's actually amplified, can lead us to a place where we're like, yes, I'm scared of sleep paralysis. Yes, I'm scared of not sleeping. Yes, I'm scared of this whole thing, a whole scenario I'm in. But fear is also safe. You know, fear is also just an emotion. It's something that we can be willing to experience, that we can sit with. And when we do that, it's the same as if somebody's listening. If we have a message for somebody and they're actually listening to us, then we find that, oh, the message was delivered. I don't need to repeat it again. The same thing plays out inside us when we're not trying to get rid of the fear or get away from it or stop it, then the message, the signal has been delivered to us and the brain is like, okay, I don't need to repeat this over and over again. And we also feel like we can experience the fear fading. And then when we have like combine these, the education and the willingness to hear the signal, experience the signal, if you will, then we know we're safe and we're willing to experience uncomfortable emotions. And we do find more and more peace when it comes to the specifics of sleep paralysis or really any other related, you know, situation that's, you know, similar to it, like the ones I mentioned, and many, many, many more. Education and a willingness to experience that which we have avoided really, really leads to peace. So, yeah, I hope this made sense to you, Eva. And if that's not your name, you know, correct me, please, in the comments. But let me know what you thought. And as always, if you are finding your way to where you want to be, a place of peaceful sleep and peace of mind, that is wonderful, do let us know. And if you are, on the other hand, finding that it is a bit of a struggle, you're not really seeing things clearly, you feel alone, isolated, you're not feeling like yourself again, but you would like to. You would like to feel like yourself again, live a free life, you know, sleep peacefully, then check out our website, check out our coaching options. And if you decide to join, we look forward to seeing you on the other side. With that said, I wish you a peaceful weekend. Look forward to having you here next week again. Bye for now.